You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Monday, May 4th. We're talking about President Trump's newest predictions for this pandemic, which new tools the FDA just approved to help fight and track this virus, and how the U.S. Supreme Court will make history today. Plus, what are murder hornets and why should we care about them? Uber has a new policy, and it's Star Wars Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is insisting the U.S. can have the best of both worlds rebounding from COVID-19. The president answered questions during a Fox News virtual town hall from Lincoln Memorial last night. And basically, he said the U.S. economy can reopen and the country can protect people from the new coronavirus at the same time. Trump acknowledged the virus has proven to be more deadly than he first expected and that many people are still worried about getting sick. But he also pressed more states to begin reopening anyway, as some suffer from job losses. So far, nearly 68,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19. Now President Trump predicts 80 to 90,000 Americans, or even up to 100,000, will die from the virus by the end of summer. Still, he credits his own administration for preventing the death toll from being even worse. And he says it's time for parks and beaches to start reopening and wants many schools to resume in-person classes this fall. His administration is still suggesting a phased or gradual approach to reopening. But in a way, Trump is veering away from the White House recommendations. They say states should start to reopen only after they can demonstrate a drop in new cases for 2 weeks straight. No single state in the country has been able to do that yet. Still, the Washington Post reports more than half of America's governors have started lifting stay-at-home restrictions. In fact, Ohio, Missouri, and Florida are relaxing some rules today. This is all getting mixed reaction around the U.S. In some spots, Americans were seen enjoying renewed access to beaches, parks, golf courses, restaurants, and malls in some states, while in others, stores that recently reopened were largely empty. Many Americans are still very cautious about their health and spending their money. Keep in mind, epidemiologists say it takes about 3 weeks to start to see the impact of whatever behavior we're taking now. So that means it's too soon to know whether or not lifting restrictions is causing a spike in new COVID-19 infections or deaths. Also, many health experts believe the U.S. will not be able to safely fully reopen until a vaccine is ready and available. President Trump says he thinks one will be available by the end of the year. Other experts say it'll likely be a year or a year and a half or more. The Senate is in session again today, and all 100 senators can return to Capitol Hill. Senate leader Mitch McConnell says Americans are getting back to work, and lawmakers should too. That's despite congressional physicians advising remote work as much as possible, or if they do come in, to at least wear face coverings and take other steps to protect themselves. Politico reports about half of senators are 65 and older, so they're considered high risk. Over in the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi is keeping members at home. The House has more than four times as many lawmakers as the Senate, and for now, Pelosi says they can still be effective from afar. They're scheduled to return in 2 weeks or sooner if an emergency vote is needed. The FDA has now authorized the first treatment for COVID-19. It's the antiviral drug remdesivir. Drug maker Gilead is now working to get more than 140,000 treatment courses to patients by the end of the month and more than 1 million by the end of the year. Remember, early results from a government study found remdesivir helped some patients recover faster from COVID-19. Also over the weekend, the FDA used its emergency powers to approve another antibody test. That's the blood test that looks for whether you've ever had COVID-19. It's meant to help better understand how mild and asymptomatic COVID-19 cases have spread. It's different than the swab test that can tell if you have COVID-19 at that time of being tested. The FDA has already approved several other antibody tests, but there have been some concerns about their accuracy. The company behind this newest one, Roche, says it's much better. That as long as the blood sample is taken at least 2 weeks after a person has been infected, the test is reliable. It's already in more than 100 labs around the U.S., and by the end of the year, Roche said it can turn out more than 100 million tests a month. A new government report shows why Chinese leaders may have covered up details about the COVID-19 outbreak in their country. They may have wanted to hoard medical supplies before other countries got them. The AP got a hold of documents from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They showed China downplayed the severity of COVID-19, all while bringing in more medical supplies from other countries and exporting less. Even worse, the report found China did not tell the World Health Organization how contagious the virus was for much of January. Still, the world wasn't totally in the dark. China informed the WHO of an outbreak on December 31st, and it contacted the American CDC on January 3rd. For months, China has been pushing back on accusations that the outbreak is China's fault. Just a few days ago, a spokesman said China gave Americans nearly 2 months to prepare, and they say it was the U.S. government who failed to stock up on medical supplies and testing kits. It's a historic day for the U.S. Supreme Court. For the first time, justices will hear oral arguments over a telephone conference call. Of course, they're working remotely because of the pandemic, and this is remarkable for two reasons. First off, the High Court has never gone high-tech like this. Also, the public will be able to listen in, which usually is not allowed. But times are changing. C-SPAN says it will offer live coverage of the arguments, which include opening statements and Q&A between justices and lawyers. Today's case is about trademarking. It's the first of 10 that will be heard over the next 2 weeks. Some are high profile as well, including several that have to do with President Trump's financial records. We'll keep you posted with any significant updates in the days ahead. All right, we have more news coming up, but first a quick break to thank our sponsor today, Blinkist. Blinkist is such a useful app when you like to learn new things quickly and work on personal development. You've heard about all the successful people who are known to read a ton of books. Well, Blinkist lets you do that as well, but even faster. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. I like to read or listen to something motivational in the mornings. I also turn to business-related books on Blinkist because I can get what I need to know in about 15 minutes and then start actually implementing. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your lunch break or while you go for a walk. When you need a reminder that there's good in the world, I always recommend Factfulness on Blinkist, or get that motivation you need in the mornings with books like Dare to Lead. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and then save 25% off your new subscription when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. That's B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off your new subscription. Now back to the news. As if things need to get any weirder this year, scientists are now warning about so-called murder hornets that have popped up in the U.S. for the first time ever. They're native to Asia, but they've somehow made their way to Washington State and British Columbia in Canada. CBS News reports the murder hornets are up to 2 inches long, or around the size of an adult thumb. They have huge yellow-orange faces. They're known for killing honeybees and destroying their hives. It's a big deal because the U.S. honeybee population is already declining. Fortunately, they don't usually go after humans, although USA Today reports their stings have killed up to 50 people a year in Japan. Their stingers are so long, not even typical beekeeping suits provide protection. Scientists are now tracking the hornets and setting up traps to hopefully keep them from expanding around the U.S. Uber is cracking down, requiring drivers and riders to wear face masks. The rideshare company hasn't officially introduced the new policy yet, but it says it plans to in the coming weeks. And to make sure people are following the rules, it's working on technology to detect whether drivers are actually wearing the face coverings or not. TBD on what it will look like, but Uber already requires drivers to take selfies to help verify their identities, so it might be similar to that. Toy maker Mattel is rolling out a new line of superhero dolls made to look like doctors, nurses, EMTs, and delivery drivers. The company says it launched the new figurines to honor the frontline workers during this pandemic. They're $20 a piece, and of that, $15 will go to a special fund providing supplies and resources to healthcare workers. Mattel is also producing 500,000 face shields for healthcare workers. Well, today is May 4th, often known as Star Wars Day to many fans who love to say, "May the 4th be with you." And just in time, the latest Star Wars movie called The Rise of Skywalker was released today on Disney Plus. That's 2 months early, and it means all 9 parts of the Star Wars saga are now available for binging. Labrador Retrievers have done it again. For the 29th year in a row, they are America's most popular dog breed. The American Kennel Club released its 2019 rankings based on registration statistics. And while it's no surprise Labs continue to sit at the top, there was one surprise rising star. Corgis, with their stubby legs and fluffy bottoms, edged their way into the top 10 for the first time ever. They've become super popular on social media and have lots of fan accounts dedicated just to them. The least popular breed, coming in 193rd place, was the English Foxhound. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about mortgage and rent payments. It's the start of another month, so many people are facing due dates, even as nearly 20% of American workers are unemployed. So if you have a mortgage and can't pay, experts suggest trying to get a 90-day delay on payments. Though many people believe they have to bring the account up to date in one lump sum after the delay, that's not necessarily the case. The lender might let homeowners get caught up slowly instead. And even if you were told before that's not an option, it's worth checking again because things continue to change. Homeowners affected by the coronavirus who also have federally backed loans can delay or reduce payments for up to a year. The bill also prohibits foreclosures on federally backed mortgages for 60 days to help take some pressure off. So for renters, experts say be sure to reach out to your landlord. They might be willing to reduce rent or provide payment plans. And remember, some states even banned evictions for now, but most have not. So definitely check your local area for the policy. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes and look for today's date or check out the episode notes in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.